The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 413 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. The first person I'm going to introduce, hopefully with a shout-out, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
You weren't sure,
huh? I was not sure.
Ah. Well, congratulations, Mike, for getting a lot of running in last weekend. Good for you. Back on the trail.
Yep, getting there.
Yeah.
It's not as, it wasn't as difficult as I thought, but I still have to get back. It's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So on the trail I saw a blind runner with a guide, and I also saw a runner with a prosthetic leg who's training for a local marathon. It's just amazing. It's so cool.
He's running faster than me, but
yeah, really, really cool.
Who doesn't?
My shout out is to everybody last weekend who completed the 5K, the 10K, the half, or any combination thereof at the Disneyland race weekend, which is typically, I think always, maybe on Labor Day weekend. So saw lots of great pictures, and I really like running Disneyland. So big shout out to those folks.
Big shout out. And speaking of, I wasn't sure, from the Jersey Shore, Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Mike. So this is your, I'm sure, one of your favorite groups, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Oh, GM Flash, yeah.
And with White Lines. So that's one of my songs I listen to.
You have to tell Chris and our listeners what your favorite song this week has been.
Ooh.
From the new Barbra Streisand.
Well, it's not it's not a running song, that's for sure. And you introduced it to me, Michelle.
Yeah, I did. I actually told you about
Nothing gets me moving like Barbra Streisand.
Nothing gets me moving like Barbra Streisand. Who are the two others that sing with her?
Daisy... What's her name? The from Star Wars. Daisy Whatley, is that it? Chris?
Daisy Ridley.
Ridley,
Daisy
thank
Ridley
you.
And Anne Hathaway singing At the Ballet from a chorus line. I just like the song.
Which Mike never heard about before. Or did you know about the chorus line?
I knew the chorus line, yeah. Sure.
Has anyone ever fallen asleep while running?
I actually sang that song in a musical years ago, but I wouldn't put it on my running playlist. It's very, very nice, though. Very jaunty.
Jaunty. 1930s word, jaunty.
I'm trying to be nice. Hey. It is nice, and Barbara has not lost it, I'll tell you. She's good. So.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
I guess we have to do like a Bizarro World version of Mike's playlist.
Yeah. I don't think that's on his running playlist. He just likes to sing.
He just likes the song.
Yeah. But he could respond if he wasn't looking at Facebook.
Yes, I will.
Anyways. He's ignoring us. He doesn't want to hear it anymore. Yeah, he's done with us.
So, you know, we talk about going to Walt Disney World. We talk about going to Walt Disneyland. We talk about going on a Disney cruise. We talk about some people going to Disneyland Paris and Hong Kong and Shanghai and all those places. But there are other places, and every once in a while we feel that we should talk a little bit about another Disney destination. And I know there's one that Michelle really loves and she recently visited. So we thought we'd have her talk a little bit about the Vero Beach Resort, which is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
Vero
Beach, Florida. And it's about an hour and a half from...
About an hour and 15 minutes.
From Walt Disney World. And Michelle, why don't you talk to Chris and myself and tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So I want to just add that the reason that I thought this might be a good idea is that this is a place that kind of has Walt Disney World service, but doesn't have all the hustle and bustle of doing the parks. And I have gone, oh gosh, I don't know, probably 5 or 10 times. I don't know. The last few years I go every year. And it is about an hour and 15 minute ride from Walt Disney World, and I usually put it at the end of my trip. And it's kind of a neat place because it's very Disney. So it's got the Disney service. It's, you know, got a little gift shop, and there are definitely places to eat there. But there are activities, but they're not related to going to the park. And one of the reasons I thought it might be fun to share this is because my kids, especially my older son, Evan, have pointed out that this is their favorite Walt Disney World or Walt Disney vacation, the times that we've gone to Vero Beach. So it's neat. It's a neat place.
What makes it so much better for them?
Well, you know, I mean, Chris, you know, you were in Walt Disney World for 2 weeks, and, you know, I was in Orlando for a month, and I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes when I come back from Walt Disney World, I don't feel like I've had a fun vacation, but right. I haven't necessarily had a restful vacation.
Sure.
And for me, the things that make it really, really cool are that you get a chance to rest and relax, that there's a beach component, and I love to swim, but there's also a nature component too. So there are a lot of activities that you can do that are outside, that you know, are exercise type things or nature things, and I just think it makes it really, really fun.
Now, so, isn't it like a regular town? Like you can jump in a car and go, you know, 2 blocks down and get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, or is it sort of very isolated?
Oh no, it's in a regular town. I mean, the resort itself is the way Disney does everything is that kind of when you're there, you could really just, and this is pretty much what I did. I pretty much stayed at the resort. But if you want to, there are, on the way there, I actually stopped at outlets. There are outlets around there. There are lots of really fun restaurants. One of the excursions that I did, the Disney cast member was saying his 10 favorite restaurants in the area. There are nature reserves, there's golfing, there are botanical gardens nearby, there's theater, there's art, so there's, you know, different shops and things like that. So there's a lot, there's a state park, the Sebastian Inlet State Park, so there's a lot to do when you're not at the resort, too. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it's off the beaten path and completely different from what you see at Walt Disney World.
Right. I mean, you get your welcome home and you get your Disney cast members. But I was talking to one of the cast members who said she hasn't been to Walt Disney World in about 4 or 5 years. So it is far enough away that you feel like you're not in the hustle and bustle of Orlando. And the people who work there, you know, when you're at Walt Disney World, people are from all over the world. A lot of people are from Orlando, but they're originally from other places. But a lot of the cast members who work at Vero Beach are from Vero Beach. So it's kind of neat. So let me tell you about the resort. The resort has a hotel type of main building, and it's 4 floors, 5 floors, I can't remember, with the parking underneath. And then it has like 1-bedroom villas. It has 2-bedroom villas. It has whole houses where 12 people can rent. And so there's a main building, but it kind of sprawls off to the left and to the right with different cottages too. I use my Disney vacation points when I go there, but you don't have to, you can rent. And in fact, I was kind of browsing around just on the hotel's website to see what it costs per night. And in August when I was looking, it was $169 a night, which
That's
I think,
all?
Yeah. But I thought that was great. I mean, this is when I went was the time when kids had already gone back to school in Orlando because they moved the date back to mid-August again. So
are there categories of rooms, Michelle?
Yeah, there are different categories. So the room that I use points, but the room that I always get when I've been alone or with my family, is an ocean view room. So I open my deck, I open my door, and you're looking right at the ocean. So it's kind of neat. But I've always thought that it would be really fun to get together with, you know, my family and my brother's family and rent one of those big villas that sleeps 12, because there's a porch and a porch swing, and I've looked at the, I've kind of peeked inside a little just walking by, but you can see online that it's just absolutely beautiful with a kitchen and an upper deck and things like that. So maybe we should all get together and rent one. I always feel very safe there. As I said, when you're in the resort, you kind of feel like you're just in kind of the Disney zone.
The bubble.
Yeah, you're kind of in the bubble. They have, you're right on the beach, so you go out, and the only way to get on the beach and off the beach is with your, they still have Key to the World card there. So there's a magnetic, you use your card to get in and out, and so it's not, people can't just walk up from the beach and walk into that area, so it's very secure. And the beach is beautiful. They have a place that you can rent. You can bring your own stuff if you want to, but since I'm coming from New Hampshire, I'm not usually bringing a beach chair with me. So you can rent a beach chair with a cushion and an umbrella if you want to. They have kind of bigger, like beach cabanas and things like that. But yeah, it's really cool. And I might have told you, Chris, that when I spent the first day on the beach, I saw something jumping out of the ocean in the distance, and it was this thing called a spinner shark. So there's a lot of other stuff that you can do. You can rent jet skis. My son Evan and I rented jet skis once, and we actually saw a sea turtle. We saw Crush going underneath us.
They put signs up now on the beach saying beware of animal life?
Yeah, so it's more than that. They actually, this time of the year that I went, they have the turtles actually come and lay their eggs. So they have people who are constantly looking to see evidence that the sea turtles have come on land. And then they actually put put sticks up and a sign that says, please do not disturb this area. And this is really cool. They have Captain Ron. So you know how there are bomb sniffing dogs and, you know, service dogs. Captain Ron is a beagle, and he has been trained to sniff out sea turtle eggs. So sometimes when they can't tell where the sea turtle has been, because they kind of have, they kind of try to make sure that their path is not detectable. They have this little beagle who comes out every day and sniffs and can find the eggs. So there's actually a meet and greet in the summer with Captain Ron. But
low-tech solutions.
So because it's a big sea turtle place, you actually, I mentioned this once before we were recording a few weeks ago, you actually have to close your curtains at 9 o'clock, and nobody is allowed on the beach, or I should say sunset. Nobody's allowed on the beach after that time, because the sea turtles will, when the eggs are hatching, if the little hatchlings see light, they'll move towards the light instead of towards the ocean. So it's to protect them.
So I think Chris said, when he asked about the signs, I think he might have been alluding to like alligators.
You said you saw a shark, so I'm just wondering, you know, it's the Atlantic Ocean now, so it might be different.
Yeah, alligators are fresh water, not in the ocean, right?
Okay.
So alligators would be in lakes and things like that, but it wouldn't be on the ocean.
But so, sharks are there, so maybe they need to say that too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they were way, way out in the distance, but I've seen fish. You can do snorkeling. You know, I haven't heard any problems at all. I'm not saying.
Oh, I know, but you'd think now they got to be proactive on everything. So.
Right.
But do they have a pool as well, or is it just the ocean?
They have a pool. They have a pool with a slide, and they have, just as any other Disney resort would have, they have activity staff who are there to entertain kids. They have they had a race to see who could get down the slide the fastest, and they were timing kids and adults going down the slide. But it's a heated pool. Next to the pool is a very simple 9-hole miniature golf place. There's a kids playground, and there's also a place. There's a little snack area out there that with a pool bar, and they have the. It's funny, they have the same specialty drinks as they have in Orlando. But there's a place called Ebb and Flows, and that's where you go if you want to. You can borrow games. You can borrow tennis rackets. You can rent bikes. You can sign up. There's right across the street. There's courts. You can sign up to work with a tennis pro. There are all sorts of different activities, and when you come, they hand you this very extensive list of activities. And I'm just gonna. I brought it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are about 20 different activities every day that you can do or not do. Let's see. They're as simple as pool games and water slide races to wine glass painting. Let's see. Adult Pictionary Challenge, Family Glow Golf Tournament. There's stargazing.
You can do that, yeah.
Pirate swords. You can meet the naturalists and look for turtle tracks. Let's see, umbrella. There's pin trading, umbrella craft, shark tooth necklaces. There's a just a regular poolside party. There's teen volleyball, paper airplane making. Actually, I was there last year when they were doing the paper airplane making, and they go up to the top floor because it's kind of open, and they drop the paper airplanes down to kind of test them out. So there's a lot. One of my favorite things to do is, you can do surf school. But one of my favorite things to do is they have a few nights a week, I think 3 or 4 nights a week, they have campfire. And they, as they do at some of the resorts at Walt Disney World, and the activity staff lead everybody in these very silly camp songs, and then they have s'mores. So it's just kind of fun.
What about, you said you pretty much wanted to stay in there. What about, like, the dining? Do they have restaurants, or is it sort of just, like, pick up and go?
They do. Both of the restaurants were under refurb this year. They made some other... They had a little kind of makeshift coffee area and grab-and-go area for breakfast, and then they had, a makeshift... They use one of the function rooms to serve dinner, but they do have a place called Shutters, which is, don't they have that at?
Caribbean Beach Resort.
Caribbean Beach. But this is a different one. And they have Sonia's, which is the more upscale kind of, dress up a little bit. And then they have a place on the second floor called the Green Cabin Room, and that's kind of like a bar. You can get tapas. It has an inside area, but also it has kind of like a really big deck that you can kind of sit and have a drink and look out over the ocean, too. So I actually just got some groceries, and, I had some things by the pool, but then mostly just had little cheese and cracker type of things. So, so it was really fun. But I want to mention another thing that I really like to do, which is kayaking. They have a kayak. You can kayak in the morning. You can also do the sunset kayak. And this year I did both of them. And I think the total, you get a discount if you're a Disney Vacation Club member. So I think the total, it was like $50 for each kayak experience. The one at night is 3 hours, and the one during the day is 4 hours. And you go out and you're kayaking. It's in very, very shallow water. I think the deepest that we got was 5 feet. So I could stand up and still be, still be okay. And even if you're not an experienced kayaker, you get to go out and look at wildlife, and it's just really, really pleasant. It was August. It was even really hot on the water. There's no breeze. But the second day I went out, you go to a different place for each of these experiences, and I saw 10 manatees. I don't know if you'd call them a pod, what they call a group of manatees, but one of the groups was in 3.5 feet of water. and it actually gently pushed somebody's kayak about 50 feet. It was kind of like saying, get out of my way. But these animals can be up to 1,500 pounds, and it's amazing that they can float in 3.5 feet of water, but they're just so cool. Really, really interesting, kind of blowing out water. And Mike, have you ever seen a manatee in
water?
I mean, I know they have them at Epcot, but have you ever seen one out in nature?
I might have somewhere, yeah. What about running, Michelle? This is a running podcast. I'm sure a lot of people would say, well, if I go out there, what if I wanted to get a run in?
Well, it's running and other things. They do have, they have croquet. They have, let's see, tennis courts. They have fishing. There's a fishing dock. There's volleyball. There's a soccer field. There's archery. I know my son Liam has done archery. There's horseshoes. And there's actually a really great place to run called the Jungle Trail. And you go off property a little bit to reach this. And I think it's about, I want to say it's about 2 or 2.5 miles around. So you kind of go, it's very straight, very safe. It's right near houses, but it's, you kind of run a little bit on the street, but the sidewalks are great. But then you're off kind of more on a little trail, and you'll see crabs and birds and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot to do.
Place to go.
Yeah.
What about, I think I heard they have a spa there.
They do. They do. Thank you for reminding me. They
the
do
spa?
Have a spa. Yeah, it's attached
spa there.
To the main hotel. You can go in and, you know, the regular spa stuff, massages, pedicures, things like that. So there is a lot. I mean, I don't know that I would stay for a week, but I've stayed for 3 or 4 days. And it's just, for me, a really, really nice way to relax after, you know, all the walking that you do when you're at the parks. It's just very, very relaxing. And my brother has been swimming in Maine, and he was telling me that the temperature for the Maine water was 56 degrees. And I had to tell him, as an older sister has to do, that the water temperature when I was in there, Chris, any guesses? Did I tell you?
No. What is it?
86 degrees.
Oh, get out.
So I would go sit on my, it really was. I would go sit on my chair. And I mean, I grew up a New England kid, and our, you know, it would be normal for us not to even feel our feet, our hands swimming in the water. But I would dry off on my chair and then get warm, you know, read my Kindle, and then just run, dive right into the ocean and be in the ocean and then come out and dry off. So it was just absolutely beautiful. It was really, really nice.
What if a 7-year-old child says, you know, I want to see Mickey, I want to see Goofy, I want to see Pluto. Any
characters? Great there? Question. Yes, they do have characters there. They have a character breakfast. And I was just walking through on my way to kayaking, I think, the nighttime kayaking. And Goofy and Donald were just standing there in the lobby with nobody even there to say hello to them. So they do have characters, too. And they're on the list of, you know, activities, the activity list. So, yeah.
And they have character dining, I'm sure.
Yeah, so they have the breakfast, even with the refurb, which I think will be done pretty soon. They have characters there, too. But there aren't character handlers. They're just really the characters are out there. So
basically, so, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what compared to a regular Disney trip where you're going to Disney World, you want to stay there, what, 3 days, 4 days? What's the total cost?
Well, I've only ever done points. So so I don't really know the answer to that. I can tell you that, you know, I saw that it was $169. So I'm sure that there are times when it's more expensive. I don't really know the range.
I guess for a family of four, a 3-day stay would run about $1,500.
No, I don't think.
Don't think so.
$169 a night.
Well, what if you want to see the ocean? Is it $169 a night for the street or for the ocean? You know.
I don't know. I had two beds in my area. I had a refrigerator and a sink. You know, it's kind of like a DVC studio.
I'm also adding food and activities, Michelle, to
that place. Most of the activities are free. You have to pay for tennis lessons and kayaking, but and you have to pay for renting, if you want to rent chairs and things like that every day. But I don't know that, I would say $1,000. I don't know that it's...
Family of four, three nights in a room like yours, and all meals and activities.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some of our listeners have done it and paid. But anyway,
I think $1,500 would be a good deal, too.
Yeah.
Just to relax.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very relaxing.
Yeah.
What would make you say go here rather than another hotel in Vero Beach? What makes it stand out for you?
Well, yeah, in all fairness, I haven't gone to another hotel on Vero Beach. I know there's some really nice ones, but I know what I'm getting because it's Disney, right? So the cast members are very Disney. The service is very Disney, what you would expect in a Disney experience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I had an issue where when you're at Disney Vacation Club, the room's supposed to be ready at 4 o'clock, and my room wasn't ready until, I want to say, 6 o'clock. So... that's unusual, but you can imagine the sand and everything that people are tracking in. But I didn't even ask or complain. I was just like, oh, okay. And they said, you know, we're going to credit you. I can't remember. I want to say it was $100. So I just thought, well, that's very Disney. That's good. I didn't ask for anything. I wasn't really a squeaky wheel, but they were really kind about it. So,
So basically you're paying for a Disney experience without the parks.
Right.
Okay.
And it's quiet and relaxing, and you've got all kinds of activities, and it's the Disney service.
Right.
So it sounds like, you know, something that would be nice, different kind of getaway. So
yeah. Would you be interested in going, Chris?
Yeah, I was actually, like, looking. It sounds like it would be lately with our Disney trips, it has been like 2 weeks of chaos and moving and going, and you don't feel that relaxation afterward. It might be a nice break in the middle of a vacation, because I mean, we go for 2 weeks, so I mean, we could take a few days and go up there, or to finish up your vacation in a little bit more of a calm, relaxed way. It doesn't sound like it's one of those stay for a week places where
I think it is for some families. It is, and I certainly, you know, it just doesn't work out with my family schedule that's something that we can do. But in terms of points for Disney Vacation Club, it's really not very many points. I don't own there. I have to book within the seven month window. But sometimes I have to be on wait list, but I honestly never have a hard time getting in. The only time that I've ever had a little bit of an issue there is I've gone in May for a few days, and that's when the love bugs come out. Do you know the love bugs, Chris?
The movies were great.
Yeah,
I loved
not
that
Herbie and the love bugs.
They were in Orlando, too.
So they are beetles that are, they mate in the air, and that's what they call them, love bugs. They actually...
Don't we all?
Love is in the air.
Yeah. Don't we all mate in the air? That's another podcast.
Who's that, boss?
So
that's a love bug.
They're black and orange, and people actually have to... All right.
We're losing her.
Mike is going off the rails.
Must be happy hour somewhere.
Yeah. So people have to kind of... when they're on their cars, like if they die on their cars or they're stuck on their cars after people have been driving, when they're dead, they actually can take the paint off your car. So people have to clean their cars constantly. But what happens in Vero Beach is that there's so many in May that they actually have to close the pool and skim, because it looks like there's just black all over the pool. And then also, when I was there in May, I said, wow, look at all that seaweed. I've never noticed the seaweed in Vero Beach. It was actually love bugs that were dead, kind of like in a line.
Oh,
it looked like
love
a seaweed
kills.
Line. So they're around for a month in May. And so that might not be the time. It didn't really bother me too much, but I just thought I would put that out there. Now, Mike, you've been there, and this may not be your type of place, Disney place.
I think that, again, if you've spent a couple of days or a week at Disney World and you want to get away from all the craziness and the crowds and everything, it is a nice place to go. I agree that it's a great relaxing place. I've been there. I've run across the street, and it's really hot in August when I've been there. I think it's really cool at night that they, you know, make sure all the windows are closed so that the sea turtles can make sure that they go the right way. It's not a place to do a lot of activity. I mean, I guess you could, depending upon what kind of activities you like.
And you don't swim.
Right. But yeah. The thing is that I think if you want a relaxing couple of days and you want Disney service, and I think I like the food there too, that's a good place to go. And again, I think it's a very... It's not as expensive as, you know, going to Orlando or going to Anaheim. So I think it's worth a try. Depends upon when you go, Chris.
Yeah,
I think
it really is. I mean, I've never had a problem making a reservation. It's a walk-up type of experience. It's not really.
I agree that the from beach the mid-August on, I think it's a good time to go.
Yeah, the beach has never been like, you know, I've been to beaches, I'm sure we all have, where it's been like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, you can't even find a place to put your towel or anything. It's not like that at all. It's very relaxing.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like the idea, of course, of doing it in the middle, too, like doing it in the middle of your, if you're going to stay for a while at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Kind of a nice way to break things up. And I couldn't, the first time I brought my kids, Evan was in the water for 5 hours. I'm not kidding. Ooh. I just couldn't get him out of the water.
So let's wrap up the show with one last question for
me.
If you were going to say, you know, I really would like a nice 10-day Disney vacation. And what I want to do is in those 10 days, I want to experience, you know, the latest and greatest stuff at Orlando with the theme parks. I also want to give a shot at Vero Beach where it's nice and relaxing. And somewhere in that 10 days, I want to include a Disney cruise. Mm. So if you were going to do that, let's say the 3-day cruise, a 4-day cruise. Okay, so you've got...
Wow, 4 days of your 10?
Maybe 3 days. 3 days. Okay. So 3 days, 3 days at Vero Beach, 3 days at Disney World, and 4 days on the cruise. What order would you suggest?
I would do, I think I would do it this way because then you'd just have to go up the coast to the cruise. I would do Walt Disney World, Vero Beach, and then go travel. I don't even think it's an hour up to Port Canaveral to get on the cruise.
Yeah, I would suggest the same thing.
Yeah.
Something for Chris to shoot for someday.
Except the cruise part.
There's somebody out in Seattle who may have some kind of devious
plan.
Sorry,
Becky, not happening.
Well, Michelle, thank you for all that information. And we want all our listeners to, you know, ask us if there's something you want to learn about other Disney destinations. We can always have Becky on. We could bring on experts who have been to some of these destinations and tell you tell you all about them and if there would be something that you would like, because it's always good to hear from someone who's been there rather than go in blind. So thank you, Michelle, very much.
You're welcome.
So for Michelle Scribner-McLean and for Chris Aliopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we will see you at Vero Beach.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.